That's activation number two, Tubok. Now allow your awareness to gently flow into that place of silence in between the thoughts. Use your breath to focus into self, going within, detach yourself from the physical world, all levels of the physical world, tribal consciousness, the pain of humanity, from duality and polarity, the good and the bad and the right and the wrong. And gently detach from your intellect, your pain body, and begin to refocus within self. Use the breath as a guide, as a tool to focus. Okay, breathing deeply inside the body now, into the core of the body, wherever that is for you. Keep going deeper into the core, exhale through the mouth, and just simply let go of all nervousness and worry and expectations. You're breathing into the now, releasing yourself from the past and the future. The more you relax, the more you become awake, the more your mind is calm, and the more your spirit is enlivened. Okay, let's take a deep, full breath into the belly. Okay, another deep breath up into the chest and the lungs. Okay, now another deep breath from the navel all the way up into your brain, activating pineal, pituitary, thalamus, amygdala, medulla. Breathe down the spine. And just simply notice as you breathe down the spine towards the sacrum. Just simply notice. Let's do that again. Breathe up into the brain. Circulate. Activate. Realign. Redesigning the brain. Redesigning the nervous system. We're preparing for a very big upgrade. Your storage area is connected to your brain, and this is your cosmic filing system, your quantum storage area. Okay, we're going to gather all the aspects and elements of you, the personality part, not the soul part, but the personality, ego parts of you, that are ready to graciously make transition today into the next world. So breathe into that. Call forth your inner child. Activate the four pillars of light now. And this time they're going to come to you slightly different than before, and with much more energy and power. Now, as they harmonize together, synchronize, cocoon of light is forming around your body. And again, this one is slightly different than the one before. Now, allow yourself to surrender about 50% into this cocooning of light that's around you. So basically, it's about a half of a merging, shall we say, or a oneness. So you want to do it about 50%. Now, invoke the Council of 14. Actually, you can imagine our great central sun in the center of our galaxy. That's a non-physical sun, by the way, great central sun. And it is the gateway portal entry point, so to speak, for all of life, for the creative energy that is responsible for all forms of life. We call that the Christos. So imagine, if you will, that gateway is now open to you, partially. It's open, but partially now aligning with the power of that. So we're going to now open up the sun chakra at our belly button. It's right off of our belly button, our navel. And it's like unto a miniature version of the sun. So this is your body's counterpart to receiving the energies of the great central sun. Now, you're going to allow that great central sun energies to move along your spine to all the areas physically in your body that you had hurt that have not fully recovered and healed itself. Starting from in utero, birth, early childhood, your teenage years, your first marriage, etc., all the way up to present moment, you are the observer, you are the voyager. Now breathe into your solar plexus. I am redesigning my life. I am redesigning my destiny. I am redesigning my focus, my intention, my goal. I am reframing the dynamics of my physical vehicle, my emotional body, my mental body, my causal body, and all my other subtle and light bodies, as well as my magnetic field with the earth. Okay, take a slow, deep breath. Now we're going to ground once again into the core of the mother. And there are bands or frequencies of light and sound. That have the capacity to produce healing, transformation. Transfiguration, transmutation, and all of the alchemical arts according to your ability to receive and integrate and be in balance. We're going to call forth the presence of the angels and masters that are assigned to you in relation to your healing team and the guardian or spokesperson for your healing team in relationship to this work here. So you're going to feel the vibration of, first of all, your guardian that represents your team. You're going to feel the collective power of your team. Right there always to be of service and support. You're also going to feel the support vibrationally of your soul group. In relationship to your home world. Take a slow deep breath. Going to ask your ancestors and all family members and pets to receive as needed according to their ability to relate to this work. Now, from the realms of heaven, as we open up the gateways, portals, begin to breathe in, layer by layer, the vibration of clarity, supreme clarity, within all things. Okay, breathe in divine balance and harmony and focus that into the base of your spine and both feet. Refocus up into the brain, pineal gland. Okay, begin to feel now realignment with the great central sun in your pineal gland. I'm going to ask for a divine reset for your brain on all levels of injury, congestion, and all levels of disturbance. Now, I'm going to slowly integrate back into the body. Now, create a vortex of purple that's going to go counterclockwise in earth terms. This spiral is going to pick up all false beliefs, and all realities that have been in your reality that really are not part of your reality, not part of the true reality. And feel and see this just simply spiraling up and out counterclockwise. Or maybe for some of you, might even go downwards into the earth. Okay, you're releasing all of the old reality matrices that no longer apply. This will be ongoing until complete. Allowing yourself to begin to let go of the old reality constructs. All the trying and doing and hard work and all of that. Now, as you breathe in and focus in a clockwise spiral, I'm going to invoke from the Lord God of your being, from your I Am presence, that which you wish to be on the earth plane, embodied manifestation of the I Am, carrying your specific life purpose goal. Now, as you receive this, you are allowing a rebuild, if you will, of new parts, cells, molecules, atoms. As you come back to the physical body, you're going to become aware of the huge vibrational difference between what is your vibration and what are others. And now you have a chance to claim fully your body and to take responsibility to manage it correctly with love and ease and joy. Now, you have the ability in this space to begin to feel all of the old beliefs and ideas about what the body is, what isn't the body, its organs, all of that. And you can begin to create something very different than the old concept of conception, birth, growing up, aging, and dying. And you can begin to replace it, starting now, with your new Earth 2 concept, idea of the new ascended human vehicle on physical earth, the earth containing all the dimensions needed for cosmic consciousness embodiment. Okay, refocus back into the chamber of the heart. Bring all of your awareness there. Use the breath to come into a one-pointed within focus. Connect it to the greatest power on earth. We're going to ask that communication from now on from your guide pool, your home world, from the celestial constellations, from beings from other realms, that they be very specific with their information. And that you also agree to do the same for them. Take a deep breath. Okay, coming back into the now moment. Feeling the power of water in your body. And feeling the power of fire in your body. So when you're ready, you can slowly open your eyes. Be in the now, very present, very alert, very centered and grounded. Come fully back, fully present, aligned, alert, awake.